This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, April 4th. Well, grains were steady in Wednesday trading with wheat pushing higher. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat, it was up somewhat, so it was rising. Some of the managed funds are kind of buying a little bit. They're underpinning those prices. The commercials and the funds are trying to negotiate price back and forth to roll their positions forward because first notice day is going to be upon us before we know it. It doesn't really come to the end of the month, but there's going to be like a back and forth a little bit with those position changes. And at some point, something's got to give, and we'll see what happens there. Because right now, demand or the exports are kind of just pretty steady right now, not giving much rise to the market. And with this border issue, it's basically putting a lid on any kind of idea that there's going to be a rally in the grains at all. So we're going to watch that day to day.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 7 at 471 and a quarter. May corn was up 1 and a quarter at 363. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 60. Even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were up 3.5, ranging from 606 and 3 quarters to 636 and 3 quarters. ENS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were down 7, ranging from 639 and 3 quarters to 654 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for April were down 50 cents at 125.82 and a half. April feeder cattle were down 10 cents at 144.90. And April class 3 milk was down a nickel at 1584.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.